Financial Matters.
Dr. Frank Magwegwe is my guest, Head of Financial Wellness and Advisory at Nedbank, and he's also a Gibbs faculty member. He will be a professor soon. We're watching that with absolute...
Thank you, Brobs.
Dr. Frank, good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening. What is a bit of a... I mean, as you always do, really, Brobs, get us thinking. You know, so we're chatting just before the show started with Bra Chris about this sad
State of affairs.
And you really balance it well for us around, you know, we need to make sure that our men in blue are not trigger happy.
Yep.
But also we understand the frustration, you know, around crime. So, yeah, I was just reflecting and listening to you, the skill you have in balancing. Because it's so easy to go
well, if we look at any of the messages that are coming here, some people are not very happy.
But it's so easy to go into extremes.
It is.
We need a considered mind.
Absolutely.
When we have situations like this,
sometimes we...
So I just want to thank you
for
that.
We must be wounded by our own understanding, Anyway, we're talking today about investment.
Shares.
We're talking about shares, but we are discriminating, as was brilliantly pointed out for us by one of the callers, between the buying and selling of shares in trading. Versus the investment of shares. Take us back.
I've reflected on that, perhaps. You know, often, I mean, you'd know the proper English for it, but we have this idea, you know, the company you keep kind of says something about you. You know, it's stuck with me since our call right at the end. So we ran a little bit out of time, but you know, perhaps people often, they kind of listen to our show and you think, what are these guys talking about? You think of the listener, not everybody comes through. But when you really reflect on something, says, guys, I want to add to the conversation. Please don't generalize too much. There is something about quickly buying and selling of shares, which is called trading.
Yes.
That can make you money per week, per month, even per day.
Sure.
I mean, you know, I pause perhaps and listen on that. Just the quality of the listeners we have.
Absolutely.
And someone saying, I want to offer my Cap Talk listener, my 702 listener, in case, you know, the guys just generalize too much and then don't talk about the trading.
So I
just want to thank our listeners, you know, for keeping us on our toes, for putting their voice in the room and benefiting others.
Absolutely.
I also want to build on that, you know, encouraging our callers to listen, our listeners to call, because often, perhaps, how many times, you know, you wonder the impact you make, you know, as a seasoned broadcaster. Not everybody comes and says, thank you, Brobs. You said this, it touched my life, right?
Sure.
And I don't know why, over the past month, I've just been having more and more, you know, kind of these instances where someone says, you guys, I'm awesome. So there is me. I am in Germiston.
Yeah.
Just about to start. Just a talk around resilience, and it's quite tough, and this is what you can do, you know, to manage obstacles in life.
Yeah.
But you know, it's that moment when you watch and you see, aye, man, something is happening. I see the order, they're pointing, and I can see the other one say, no, who are you? Who are you?
Really?
And the other says, no, Moose. Actually, no, we don't need to ask him, it's him. And I'm so intrigued, perhaps. As I say, good afternoon, guys. I'm so happy to be here to be talking about overcoming. He says, what did I say to you? 702! And the other person was simply saying, this is the guy every Wednesday with Prahobs. They say, thank you for what you're doing.
But is that what happens? People recognize you? People don't recognize me because they don't know what I look like. I'm serious. No, I'm absolutely dead serious. People don't recognize me until I start to speak.
Same with me, Moss.
Okay. So,
yes, I got in the room. Hello, Sanbonan. Then I said, I'm waiting for the other guy. Already the guy had the voice. And they said, I told you. Tell us about 702.
Yes.
You know? Beginning of the week. Izolo. I want to give a shout out because I promised.
Yes.
Tembi, saw the man. Mero's eyes. You know what she said to me, bro? Mm-mm. She says, you know that thing of adding we talk about?
Yes.
Like this. Imali nani. We sometimes say it's small because we don't add. She says, you know what I did? You guys mentioned it long time ago. I started every day.
Wow.
Because I often get tips in my job.
Yes.
I put 10 rand aside. My son matches it. Do you know? We've got 600 and something every month. From that discipline. Talk about a small habit someone putting it into practice. So it was such a good week for me in empowering.
No, no, no.
You know, someone to kind of, because it sounds a bit cheesy.
Sure.
10 rand, where do you get it? Where do you find it? Where do you put it? She says, I get tips, I do it diligently.
Sure.
And so I then said, you know, that amount, what can you do with it? You can use it to buy shares, right? And so I want to build on that.
And this is something they do every month?
Yes. So she gets tips. So every day,
yes,
she takes out of her wallet 10 rand.
Yes.
She puts it in somewhere they've agreed with their 22-year-old son.
Yes.
And then the son says, Mama, how many days were there in this month? 31. She says, Mama, Nance, 31 times 10. Right. There's my 310.
Okay.
Then they combine it, then they bank it.
Right.
I said, what do you use it for? She's for our holidays in December. It gets us started.
Wow.
We already know. Between the two of us, 3 something times 12, it's almost 4,000. Then we top up.
Yeah.
And bra ops, isn't this what we talk about? And that's what you talk about shares.
Yes.
It's small amounts that you can use to buy shares through your bank.
Yes.
Through one of the most popular apps, Easy Equities. There are others. We're just mentioning the kind of the biggest in South Africa.
Yes.
Right? Easy Equities. And for me, bra ops, you connect the dots.
Yeah.
Even these Jamestown people also spoke about the ideas we share.
Yes.
And you realize it is true, bra ops, when you say it's not about the amount. It's about building a habit.
It's about the principle and it's about the discipline.
There is 10 people for it.
Yeah.
She, by the way, bro, Chris, I was treating myself. You know why Utembi had so much time talking to me about it? I did a manicure.
Oh, nice.
Yes. You did a manicure.
Solo. Bro, ops.
Dr. Frank.
Yes.
Dr. Frank is a metrosexual man.
Yeah. And then he's telling me all these stories and their tips, you know. So we are talking about
nice
shares.
Nice one. Yes,
and
sir.
And so shares,
yeah,
an opportunity for us to participate in the growth of businesses that they have chosen to be on a stock exchange. We often only talk about the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, but you know, if we're the Cape Town Stock Exchange, we've got 3 exchanges now in South Africa, but you have an opportunity to go and buy a share. Often companies we know, we frequent them, and they happen to allow us to buy a small part of them, and we do well if those businesses do well. Let's not forget, sometimes things may not go well, and so if we focusing on a very short period of time, we may find we put 100 rands and we check the share price is no longer where we bought it. It's less than where we, you know, bought it. That's happened. It comes with shares.
Right.
And of course, the lovely call we got is individuals, perhaps, who believe they have knowledge, they have skill, they have something that allows them to wake up in the morning, decide which share or shares to buy, and perhaps by end of the evening or by midday, they sell those shares and are making a little bit of profits. Already you can see it's very short-term oriented, and I would want to say it's got a lot of risk, but it is important to talk about it because our wonderful listeners say to us, please talk of trading, which is very short-term oriented, and investing, which is longer-term.
Right. Are these the, I mean, so when we invest, we are buying shares, right?
Yes. When we trade,
when we are also buying
for a very short period of time in our mind.
Why? To explain that.
And that's where our caller really hit the nail on the head, where he said, but I make money fortnightly. Sometimes I even make it weekly or daily. And you are asking us, Praob, how is it possible? I want to use an example that will really bring to light the differences. Mm. And who can do it? So, I think I've mentioned it before. A couple of months ago, I decided to buy some shares in Transaction Capital. Mm-hmm. Transaction Capital is the owner of We Buy Cars and SA Taxi Finance.
Right.
Those are two of their big businesses.
Yeah.
And if you drive around Joburg, you will not miss the warehouses of We Buy Cars.
Sure.
Even the We Buy Car evaluator going to somewhere to do a deal, right? So I just said this business seems to be going through a bit of a challenge. I've got a little bit of extra money.
Yeah.
Let me buy. And I started buying the shares, perhaps, at 4 rand 10.
Yeah.
4 rand 10 cents.
Yeah.
They went to 5 rand. They are trading just at under 10 rand now. So let's use that as an example. I bought for 4 rand 10. By end of the day, that day, because it was the lowest in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
I was just fortunate.
Yeah.
When I started buying, they were at the lowest in a long time for renting.
Yeah.
By end of that
when
day.
When you say at the lowest, you mean the value of that
share of that
at
shares.
That particular moment
yes.
was 4 rand 10.
Correct.
And at that moment in time, it was at its lowest, that
because
value.
Because in previous years, in fact,
yeah.
that share traded at 15 rand.
Really?
Yes. And they were going through a problem, the risk of shares.
Yes.
And people were selling and were selling. And I just said, man, I think it's overdone. 4 rand 10, I've got a bit of money. I would like to take some risk.
Yep.
Let me buy.
Yeah.
Right? And I want to use this to illustrate trading.
Yeah.
I bought through my app 4 rand 10.
Yeah.
By end of, just before close on that day, they were already trading at just under 5 rand. Right? So people had sold a lot and lots of buyers came in. No, it's too cheap. It's too cheap. And they were buying. When we trade, what do we mean, bro? We're saying, when I sit and say to myself, okay, I bought it for rand 10. It's now just under 5 rand. So I've made almost a rand. I could have decided to sell the very same day. And I would have made money, 90 cents
sure.
for every share
sure.
I bought. Do you see trading, bro? Obs?
Right.
What does it require?
Yes.
One, it requires, okay, deciding what to buy.
Yes.
But a close eye on the market.
Yes.
To say, I bought it for rand 10. Where is it now?
Yes.
Right? Then you make an important decision. If you're a trader, you say, no, I'm okay with the profit I've made for today.
Yes.
I don't care where it's going tomorrow or day after. I can buy again if I want to.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I didn't. So I'm a long-term investor.
Right.
I bought it for rand. It went to 5 rand. I bought more. It went to 7 rand. I bought more. It went to 7.50. I bought more. Then I said, okay, I'm fine now.
Right.
Right? Because I am taking a view that in 3 years, I think it will be way more than the price I'm buying for today. Do you see the difference?
I see the
difference. Right?
One the
is
difference.
Saying, I'm 3 years out.
Yes.
I'm looking for this thing to go to 15 rand, to yes. 20 rand.
Yes.
I'm not going to buy it for 10 and sell at 5 rand. And tomorrow, I must try to buy it at 5 rand and sell again. So different time horizon is really our key differentiator between investing and trading. Very short term, could be a couple of hours to a day, to a couple of days.
Yeah.
The other one is a year, 2-3 years. That's
okay.
The big difference.
And I imagine that both buying strategies are different in what they are trying to get out of
without
that investment.
Without a doubt, yes.
So the trader has a short term view.
Yes.
And it is not necessarily based on the knowledge of the management team and whether or not it's really based on price.
Correct.
And really, this is a trading on issues of price.
Yes. 100%.
Whereas you, as the long-term investor, will have taken a view based on maybe some research.
Correct.
Around the management of this team.
Yes.
Of the management of this business and whether or not they have the legs and the stamina to turn it around and therefore scale, and in that way the value of your shares grows over time.
Yes.
So the approach from an investor's point of view to that of the trader's point of view is very different. None of them are wrong,
not at all,
but they have different focal points.
Yes.
They have different emphases. They have a different idea behind them that propels them, if I understand you correctly.
And so, perhaps, and you've just hit the nail on the head, because you're saying, 702 and Cape Talk listener, if you want to trade, what you are asking yourself to do is to keep a very close eye to those shares that you've bought. Because you're buying, very short term, you want them to go up, and often people talk about, they already buy with an idea that if it gets to this price, I'm out. I've made enough money for today. Hence, our caller was talking about daily, weekly, even fortnighting. If you look at me, I say to my daughter, why am I buying? 3 reasons. Guys, we still have a problem in public transport. Taxis are going to be around for a very long time.
Right.
Therefore, these guys, the market leader in financing taxis, I think they will fix their short-term problems, number one. Two, I say to my daughter, they did a big deal with Standard Bank. Standard Bank is believing in them, giving them a 2 billion line of credit.
Right.
This is a vote of confidence in the management of the business. My second reason. My third reason, I was just saying, every business goes through ups and downs. They didn't read the market well. A few things are going, you know, not on their side, but there's been a change in leadership. Do you see the different reasons?
Yeah.
Nothing to do with short-term prices. Fundamental reason in, I think this business is going through problems, but I trust the people. They will turn it around. Well,
are there certain fundamental considerations from the trading side in the same way that a long-term investor would be thinking?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ideas around what percentage is the share price fallen by, for example. They call it technical analysis. And basically, in a nutshell, perhaps we can say, if you are into the trading game, a lot of what you are doing is really spending a lot of time checking the share price movement. Every hour, daily, weekly, because you can plot the chart. Yeah. And you say, given what I'm seeing here, I think it's oversold. This is the language they use.
Yeah.
It's oversold. I think it's an opportunity for me to buy. And so what it does, perhaps, it says, we said last week, buyer beware.
Yes.
If you want to play that game, one, money that you are prepared to put at risk. Two, you need to, you, it can't just be, it's perhaps. Can I just tell you, this thing to buy is the following. You've got to think about why you're buying it.
Sure.
When you do exit, is it today? Is it tomorrow? Is it next week? So very short, have reasons for doing it.
Learn
a little bit about if you are trading, what are the things to look out for that are similar to what I've said about the fundamentals of the business.
In line with what you started off talking about, to say that we are privileged to have listeners of a very high caliber who are aware of various nuances of these issues. I want to invite both investors and traders to give us a call.
Please.
I'd love to hear from you as to what are the considerations in how you invest. I listen sometimes to people who sometimes guests that Bruce has on the show.
Can I just say, Brad, before you go?
Yeah.
Those people use big English.
Yeah, no,
and big words.
Yeah, no, that's
price earnings ratio.
I'm a brother.
Momentum. Value investing. Hey, that show is hectic.
No, no, for sure. So it's important for us to,
but those are things you take into account.
Absolutely.
That's what the guests are saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's important for you to help us understand.
What do you think about
as an investor?
Yeah.
What are some of the thoughts that you have? I listen sometimes to Warren Ingram, and he says, "Listen,
he's awesome."
He says, "You know, you've got to have a strategy, and then stick with it."
Yeah.
You will be aware of certain volatilities in the market, the politics, the internal squabbles in that particular
company.
Elections are coming, and so forth.
Speaker resigning, all of those things
are very, very important in how you make the decision as to whether or not you stay invested in a particular company or in a particular sector or in a particular whatever. I'm interested to hear what your thoughts are. You are the investor.
Buying and selling is working for you.
Yeah, but I'd also like to hear from traders. What are the considerations that you make when you decide to trade?
Yeah.
How do you trade? Where does this trading happen?
Where do you trade?
Absolutely.
You trade on an app.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you phone a stockbroker?
Yeah.
How do you decide which share to buy?
So please give us a call. 011-883-0702. If you're in Cape Town, 021-446-0567. I want to once again, Dr. Frank, underscore the issue that I underscored last week when we spoke. I, like many people who are lay to the financial space and get my learning from you and other experts that I listen to, sometimes fall into the trap of believing that if I part with money, I am at least in a position to get exactly what I put in.
If not more.
If not more.
Correct.
But we've had conversations because I think this is so important.
It is critical.
Because I think it can break people psychologically if they don't enter that space understanding this.
Eyes open.
That if you are going to invest or you are going to trade, understand that there are certain risks involved.
Mm.
There may be a certain view that you took.
Yes.
That was wrong.
Yeah.
and you lose money.
And you know what, Proverbs, I really love you emphasizing that.
Yes.
Because you also take me to how fraudsters take advantage of our people. Part of it, look at the adverts on Facebook. They say, Forex trade guarantees you profit.
Yeah.
They never talk of the downside of Forex trade.
Absolutely.
It can cost you a lot of money.
Absolutely.
So trading, by definition, you're taking risk, can go your way. Sometimes it doesn't. Same with investing. Different levels of risk. So I'm so happy I put that on the table,
Dr. Frank, is my famous story about the Zakhele Futhi shares.
And the caller who also...
Who was a victim of the same thing.
Yes.
But, Ekasi, there's always... And it comes from people coming from a tradition of pooling resources together. Then there's a clever guy who comes, speaks very fast.
Yes.
Speaks very fast. We don't actually know exactly what he's saying, but he sounds good. You know those guys?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They come in and they drive a very nice car, and then there's nice sisters hanging around him, so they sing nicely. They sing about Jesus. Ne? And then he speaks very fast, this guy. But we don't know what he said. But he's saying something. Then at the end of it, he says, no, we are coming together. We are working together. And then you see money coming in buckets. But I've been to this meeting.
Yeah.
In buckets.
It's unbelievable
to watch. And then they show you people there, they're sharing lots of money, sharing. Hey, people thanking the Lord.
Yeah.
And then you say, but these people are good people. These people are singing church songs. These people are nice people. Look at this handsome young man. Look at these beautiful girls. Eh? Nice car.
It's believable.
They are believable.
Yeah.
And you know what we do? We take our money. And we put that money. We put that money in there. Some of us have gone and borrowed the money.
Oops.
And we put that money in there because somebody said to us, in 3 weeks' time,
I guarantee you,
you're going to get
triple.
Yeah. And you see people receiving it and putting it in nice envelopes there. And they say, hey, Masango. And then you stand up and say, Yebo Makos. Say, Yebo Makos.
He has been there.
I've been there, my brother. I'm ready to receive. Yeah. Let's say, amen. Yes, here's your envelope. Yeah. Of course, yeah. You believe.
Yeah.
You believe. Ah, Gandhi, that's how they catch many of us. Yeah, they catch many of us. That
the
way.
Risk.
So I'm simply saying,
yeah.
I've seen too much loss.
Yeah.
I've seen too much pain. I watched an old lady. I watched an old lady who had created a sizable amount of money. She was selling apples and achar and in a very close place where I used to live. She took that money on the basis of that marketing strategy of singing nice church songs there. And then she took her money and she gave it to these people.
All the money. Yo.
Dr. Frank.
Never to see it again.
Please give us a call, 011-883-0702. Particularly those of you who are traders.
Would
love to take your call. Would love to take your call from those of you who are avid investors. What are the fundamental thought process you go through? Where do you trade?
Where do you get the info?
Where do you get your information from? How do you make the decision...
Yeah.
Your investment or trading strategy. Please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 011-883-0702. Hey, Dr. Frank, these things are real, my brother.
You know what you're reminding me of, Proverbs? Because sometimes, you know, when you say it like this, it sounds so far-fetched.
Yeah.
And someone says, I'll never fall for that. And you know what you reminded me, Proverbs?
Yeah.
Do you remember Lady Smith?
Yes.
3 or 4 years ago,
The
cues that young man who was taking minimum 5,000 to invest in cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Remember, they ended up burning his house. I don't even know if he was
I think he even tried to phone here one time. He was looking for 2 billion. I didn't like...
People were going in black bags, getting 5,000, queuing to give him this money. Because he had shown that he could pay it back over a period. People not realizing this thing will collapse. People will give money at the end.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to get it out in a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, how often when you don't realize risk is everywhere around us, when you are giving
There's
that money,
the word that I was looking
you're assuming
for.
Risk.
There's the word I was looking for, pyramid scheme.
Pyramid scheme, perhaps.
How is trading different to a pyramid scheme?
Often people say, buying shares, it's just like a pyramid scheme. It is not. For me, the difference is the following, perhaps. I just use one thing to explain it.
Yeah.
when I buy my shares, whether I'm trading or it's long term,
yeah,
I know how I will generate profit or losses,
mm-hmm,
right? So I go, I put my money like I did in Transaction Capital. I can go and sell at the stock exchange. It's transparent.
Yeah.
And if the share price has gone up, I can see it. I make money. If it has fallen down, I see it. I'm selling at a loss.
Yeah.
The thing around pyramid schemes, there is no underlying investment. The money that the people put at the end, they take it to give the one at the beginning.
Yes.
So you are taking risk on, at some point, there will be too many people demanding returns and this thing can't support it and then it collapses. I'm buying shares on the stock exchange. There is my transaction. What is generating the profit is the risk I've taken in the share. Here, you don't even know. You ask them most. That's why we always say on our show, ask them, how do you make the money after I've given to you? What do you do with it? Because money, you must do something with it. You build a back room, you rent it out. You go to Johannesburg Fresh Produce Market, you buy something, you resell it. You put acha in small bottles because you bought it in a big bucket.
Yes.
You buy a box of bananas, you now sell four for 100.
Yes.
When I give you the money and you're putting it in a pyramid scheme, what do you do? Can you tell me what you do with it?
Yes.
Often they can't explain it.
Yes.
How do they miraculously make it grow?
No, it's
and that is the question we want our listeners to ask.
They say it's the power of God.
Then we can't do that.
Yeah.
Right?
You see, and then we don't ask more questions. Ask, we say, no, no problem. Yeah, no, no. They tell you something like they start a song. Hey, these songs, man.
They know how to, what's the word, guys?
Manipulate you.
Yes, yeah. That's the word.
Me, they've caught me.
Proper way. Manipulate.
See, my problem is, yeah, I love singing.
Yeah.
Oh. I love songs.
Manipulate.
That's my problem. Yeah.
It touches my heart.
Yeah. Hey, because I'm pumene nyembis. Dr. Frank, you don't know. You have no idea, my brother.
It's somewhere inside you.
So what happens is that they stop you thinking.
Yeah, that's it.
They just stop you thinking
you
by
won't
starting
even
the
ask
song.
The questions.
Yeah. And then that song reminds you of
something else.
Something beautiful. Yeah. Something somewhere, something. Yeah. And then you give more money. Hey, man, these people.
And it's sad how they pray, you know, on the vulnerable. The lady selling a makwinya, you know, a teacher, a nurse, life savings.
Here's a thing. Somebody's just sent me some pictures of those buckets of money that are used there. If you're poor and you've got the last money,
yeah,
and people are pushing boxes and boxes of money in front of your eyes, and they say that you too can be a part of this.
Yeah.
Don't believe the lie of the devil that says that you can't have.
Don't believe Abu Makwekwe
and Aubrey's.
Don't ask questions.
They're instruments of white monopoly,
yes,
capital. Mm. Yeah, because so what you're saying to me is that if there is no underlying investment, if there is no underlying thing that they are doing with that money that can be traceable.
Yes.
If they are unable to answer simple fundamental questions.
And we're just simply saying, bro, they must explain it.
That's all.
And you understand it. I get into a taxi. I go to Joburg Fresh Produce Market.
Yes.
I buy a bunch of flowers.
Yes.
I stand on the corner of Arthur Auckland and Colette.
Yes.
I now sell each rose for 15 rand.
Yes.
There, my profit is this. I buy flour.
Yes.
I buy gas, cooking oil.
Yes.
And XN, I wake up, I do my thing. That, I mean, you have to be able to explain how you
absolutely
make the money.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When you can't explain, as simple as you are doing right off,
yes,
there's something fishy.
Yes. Yes, and we shouldn't be blackmailed into
simple
not asking.
Don't use big language. Simple,
yeah,
explanation.
Just tell me,
yes,
how you make the money,
yes,
that is going to come back to me.
Three times. Four times.
Show me how you do
1%
that.
1% a week.
But then if they say no, but you want to steal our trading secrets, well, Namasa,
run away.
Yeah.
Run away. That's already one of the things when they don't want to disclose. Remember, we've said it, perhaps.
Yes.
They say, you want to take away our secrets, number one. Number two, they don't want you to think about it.
Yes.
They say, no.
They stop you the song.
You must come. come now.
Yes.
Because it's a limited opportunity. They make it special for you. Yeah. Those are all side. You know the other thing, bro, let me tell you. If it feels too good to be true, we kind of know it. It's going to end up in tears.
And one of the things that has made me so vigilant, Dr. Frank, is because the other crowd used me. I'm still very sore about that thing. You know, Aubrey Masango, he's at 702.
Yes.
Hey, what? And they told me about this. And then I went to my brothers and I said to them, no, this thing
Let's
is legit.
Let's put money together.
Let's put money together. You see how they did with the first one. The MTN shares. Look at how they did. Yeah. Look at that. And I showed them.
And they showed you crabs and cars.
And cars.
They bought out of investment.
Me, and they said, cars. Hey, you drive a nice car.
Yeah.
I went to my brothers and I asked them each to give me 10,000 rand. We paid the bank or whoever it was that was selling those shares. And we had the certificates. That money's gone.
Yeah.
That money's gone. It's not so much the money that I'm so worried about anymore. It's the fact that the reputations of certain people are used in these situations.
Pictures of certain people.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes. And sometimes they can use you because you didn't. And that's why I'm so interested in these issues, because I am now a lot more vigilant, a lot more. I want to ask real questions. I know God is wonderful. He's going to bless us. But how exactly
does it happen?
Show me exactly how it's going to happen. And I'm not necessarily interested in just the answer that says it's supernatural.
Kind of the faith around.
No.
What
I want to know exactly what you are going to do. Now give us a call. 011-883-883-0702. I want to go back now to the trading.
Yes.
To the legitimate trading situation. I'm jaded. I'm very, very careful. Let's go back to the trade.
Same
go ahead.
With me, bro.
Yeah.
Trading.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, what do you call it, a prophet of doom.
Yeah.
It's got its own places.
Yeah.
I just want to use this. Me, I like simple examples, Praobs. I just want to say, Praobs, you, let's use you and Chris here, Entertech. You guys work here 702.
Yeah.
You experts in what you do.
Yeah.
You out there in the community amongst other things that you do. You wake up one day because someone told you, or you saw it on Facebook, and you say, I now want to trade shares. The first thing you must ask yourself is, how much time do I have? Because you are requiring yourself to be so close to something you're not often close to, right?
Yeah.
In other words, monitoring the market, the oil price, gold, what's happening with the elections in the US, all these big things that affect the day-to-day moving up and down of shares.
Yeah.
How much coal is this company exporting? Do they have a strike at their coal mine.
Yeah.
So for me, I am not one to stop people from doing what they want to do with their money.
Mm.
I'm just saying the commitment of trading, there's a time commitment.
Mm.
Then there's a system commitment, a strategy, as you put it.
Yes.
What are you going to use?
Yes.
If you believe, one, I've got a bit of money that I can risk in doing that. Two, I've got some way of deciding what to buy. Three, I've got a way of keeping track on it.
Yeah.
You can't be here at 702, Praobs.
Yes.
And then you knock off and say, oh, by the way, let me check my shares. You need to be looking at it all the time.
Wire.
Yes, if you're choosing to trade.
Yes.
Because they move up and
that's
down
part
a
of
lot.
The discipline required
Do
in
you
that
have
space.
The discipline for
uh-huh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
If you say yes to those three questions, little bit of money I want to put at risk, well, number one.
Yes.
I've got some strategy that I'm following. Number two, that strategy. Number three, I am able to track on an app, online, or somewhere what is happening in the world that might fit. Then go for it.
Yes.
Start with a small amount.
Yes.
100%.
I get the sense, though, that the reason why I would lean more to the investment side is because part of what I'm buying when I invest are the expertise of those that are doing exactly that on a daily basis. Why? Because I'm on radio. I'm sitting
and
here with Osin Tading.
Their job to make their company
they need to,
competitive.
Absolutely. So what I'm buying is not just the share, but the expertise of those analysts, of the actuaries, of all of those
accountants,
professionals, the accountants that are going to look, look at all of these conditions and then make a case that makes sense on my behalf for my little amount of money, is what you're saying.
And that's why for me I'd say people don't have the time don't have the risk
and the expertise, sure.
Trying, trusting,
yeah,
other professional to do it for you is a good way to start.
Yeah. Versus nothing wrong with trading, but understand that there's a discipline. Yourself. It's a do-it-yourself reality. Yes. You've got to be there 24/7. You need to be close to your money. Otherwise, you're going to lose.
Otherwise, you might lose it.
You're going to lose. You're going to cry. Suppose asking, do shares expire?
No. So shares, that's the beauty of it. You buy as long as the company is trading, it's there on the stock exchange, they don't expire. In fact, one of the assumptions is these businesses are going to go forever. Think of how some of our big businesses in South Africa, how they've been around, right? I was reading something today, Old Mutual, just started in 1862. The Old Mutual we know 1862, perhaps. That's how old they... So those businesses can go for a long time. And so, no, shares don't expire. They are there. You hold them.
Unless...
They even know where you are because they want your details.
Sure.
Your banking details to put your dividends. Yep. If they pay dividends. If there's voting, they tell you, come to the shareholders meeting.
Unless the company folds.
Unless the company falls. Little bit of what nearly happened to Steinhoff or what happened to African Bank a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, then that's big trouble now.
Yeah, and then it's finished.
Yeah.
The shares have been eaten.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest risks.
By something.
Bankrupt.
Bankrupt.
Yeah, and it can happen overnight. We saw it with FTX. We spoke about it a while ago.
They've been
in the
eaten
US.
By an animal called bankrupt.
Called bankruptcy. Gone, dololo. Your money is gone. It happened in African Bank a few years ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Frank, as we close, what is your final word as far as shares are concerned?
In fact, I've got a word today.
Come on.
Risk.
Yeah.
Share trading involves risk.
Yeah.
Please assess the level of risk you want to expose your hard-earned money to. If you think it's high, you can do trading.
Yes.
If it's a little bit low, you want to trust professionals, you are doing a long game of investing.
Yeah. Then you go the investment route.
Then you go the investment route. If you want to know more, lots of you guys are emailing me. Please do that. You simply go to frankmcguigo.com, hit that talk to Frank button. Gives you an email to send to me. Ask all your questions there. Very happy to answer them.
Dr. Frank, as always, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We really appreciate it. Somebody, R. Alexander says, he says, hi, Aubrey, you and Frank from Frank, you and Frank are soulmates. You guys feed off of each other's energy. It's actually so beautiful. Thank you, Dr. Alexander.
Nice feedback.
We really, really appreciate that.